uliza, most can relate bro. Sidangani, huku US utapiga mboko, utapiga mboko na bado homie wako unampigia, unamwambia bro nadai. Yeah, saa zingine inakanga ngori, because yo, like my father always says one thing that resonates with me all the time as a manga. Here in America, you are one paycheck away from being homeless. Like bro, ukifika leo kitu unasema ina make sense kweli? Just one paycheck away. Ume get, bro. So at that time nilikuwa nasema ni
Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 317, kisama like, subscribe. Hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Na vile unacheki jioni kwa ile area ya kina Betty, kuna dem fulani wa gafano wa Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Anakuaga hizi masaiza jazi. Sasa yeye utupigia. Yeye utujoin kwa call live kana pika chapo.
Wacha.
So so enjoy that yani Betty wa New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem. Garden State, Garden State yani.
Kwa nini place inaitwa Jerusalem? I want to know George na JER.
Honestly, siwezi kudanganya. Sijai look it up, niseme sasa niende ni look up water, but once you're in New Jersey and you're in New Jersey and for real.
Yeah,
just like they say, once you're in New Yorker, you're a New Yorker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we're in the Garden State.
Yeah, alafu of course kama unyiti rada tuko na Mr. K4.
You already know.
Tulikuwa na yeye like a few episodes ago.
Yes.
Alikuwa amekuja masai za Kenya ku promote like his new EP walikuwa mfanya na Kevo K4 sinaitwa Sauti ya Ground.
Yes.
Album moja kali kabisa.
Mbaya sana.
It was a 10 track. Was it an album or an EP?
It was an album actually. Yes. It was one of the joint album me and my bro K4 did.
Yeah.
We put it together and we was able to actually release it I think it was March, sometime in March.
Yeah.
We did a couple tours here and there, tukapiga kelele nini nini. But you know, duty calls.
Yeah, urudizi ma area.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, alafu like on Wednesday.
Yes.
I don't know which date that was. The 2nd of June, ma. Leoni, by the time we're shooting, this is 5th.
Yeah, this is the 6th. Today is the 6th.
So on the 5th of June, kuna vile umenipeleka like on a road trip kaishia mpaka side za DC.
Yeah, man.
And I remember telling you like one of the things I don't know, can you notice mkiwa hapa, is there a lot of trees in America. I didn't expect this number of trees in America, because what I've been taught na Kenya ni for you to build buildings you have to cut down all the trees.
Easy.
But here you just see all green, like this is green.
Hata kama kuna building bado kuna miti.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think kuna block yenye unapita hapa hivi ukose kwa na miti, like katano on one side ama tano on the other side. Like even when they design, they actually have to involve trees with the apartments and everything. But miti ni mingi bro. What?
Yeah, hiyo ni kitu moja ni find surprising. Alafu pia on the first day ile to limit, mshani pick up masaiza LaGuardia.
LaGuardia, yes. Queens.
Tukaishia NYC.
Yeah.
Alafu unafika tu NYC na chapua na the aroma. Like your place ukifika tu hivi immediately know weed is legal.
Weed is legal, maji.
Yeah. Weed imekuwa legal New York for how long?
For like 2-3 years now, I think.
Okay.
Well, yeah, about that time, yeah. Imekuwa legal, ilikuwa legal New Jersey kwanza, I think. And then they made it legal New York. And I think bado Pennsylvania hasn't tapped in yet.
Yeah, oh,
but,
okay.
But state zingine kwenda chini ziko nayo pia. Yeah.
So unajua sijui kama nyuma nimeshazoea hiyo nini, like when you're walking you just feel it in the air.
Brady, hadi saa zingine niko hapa na wasi.
Yeah.
Ikidai imedai. You know what I'm saying? Like it's normal now, like you know, kuna zile siku zenye remember you couldn't be in a car with any type of marijuana kabisa. Like ukipatwa na anything ushashikwa. Ume get, but it's legal now, everybody's smoking it, cops will not bother you.
So what's legal, because najua selling it is not legal. Selling it's under license. It's smoking.
It's smoking, yeah.
But also, even with smoking, you have to have a certain level.
Yeah, there's a certain amount. I can't be precise about it because, you know, everybody gets whatever they get from wherever they get it from. So, but the laws, there's a certain amount that awezi kwa umeshikwa nayo kwa gari. And pia, I think they put it under driving under the influence. Right?
Yeah.
They is like a DUI in a way. Because you're driving and you're impaired, so it go under the same charges of a DUI.
Na sata juaje weed, is there a way to check that you're...
Eh, bro, the stench. The stench yenyewe inakuuza. Because, you know, the potency is different here. Checky, you, everybody is smoking different grades. Everybody is into their own thing. So, number one, there's ways you can tell them to call. And stuff. So they I read something that they are coming up with something that is like an alcohol blower that is detecting weed now. So I don't know, you know, the internet, you can't back it up until you start looking at things that can really back it up. But that's pretty much what the charges can be. It's like same charges of driving and under the influence, same charges ukipatoka huko na we. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Afu pia talking about DUIs. Nilikuwa nimemeet boy fulani anaitwa Mkenya Marekani.
Yeah.
So Mkenya Marekani is based in Seattle. Alikuwa ananiambia kitu moja that if you go to hizo Seattle prisons to look for Kenyans, you'll find Kenyans in jail for two things. Moja alisema ni DUIs. Alafu ingine alisema ni VAWA. I think alikuwa anasema VAWA inamaanisha violence against women, I think.
Yeah, domestic violence.
Yeah. Inaitwa ni VAWA.
Ni hizo tu.
Yeah. Hizo ndio vitu tupeleka gajela.
Ni hivyo tu.
Kwa nini unafikiri tuna struggle na alcoholism? Because that's DUI ni alcoholism, eh?
Unajua vitu zingine, when you start peeling off the layers, they stop becoming fun. You get what I'm saying? So you find like there's reasons why, you know. I'll be honest with you, it's like, You don't know where somebody came from, kufika upper states, and on top of that, let's not even say you don't know what they did to even get here. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of trauma, and then there's a statistic that goes like, watu wenye wako well off Kenya wapewi ma visa. Lakini ule mtu mwenye amekapitia mtaani. Anapewa.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that goes to why people drink, especially our people. But you know, in general, Kenya wanapenda sherehe. And then there's influence on a cheki plus. Here is different. And like, you can't grind the whole week upate pesa and split it for rent and split it for something else. Here you can literally just go to work and get enough for everything. And then it's easier to access it. You understand? Hence, before you could abuse the usage of it, now you have more access to it. So you don't even notice the abuse is there. Abuse becomes a norm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Another thing that I had was, it's girls who struggle with it more than men. Like, I was given an example, I'm saying, in Dallas. I'm going to be in Kenya, who's around 45 years old. So, I'm going to be in history of DUI, I think, thrice. She was nearly deported. She had to get a lawyer. She had to get a lawyer, wa immigration. Right now, she lives in so much fear. She does not even leave the house. Just stays in the house drinking.
Like I said, DUI ni kitu ingine mbaya. You know, once it goes in your record, then, you know, here in America, they pretty much keep everything. Hakuna kitu enya keep chenye ulifanya. Hata if you had a police report that you witnessed something years back, it's quite 10 years. Kitu it happened, they can link it with the, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the system of how they keep information here, it affects you in pretty much, it has a domino effect, let's just say. Let's say if you are doing healthcare, you can't be one of those people when you indulge in so much alcohol.
Yeah.
Because there is those random drug checks at the job, Pia, at the same time, it's not good for you to be under the influence. I'm okay, you are under the influence, because another domino effect, it affects your car insurance. Your car insurance goes up. So to say, ulikuwa lipa car $50 leo, and then you get caught with a DUI, and then you go through the court, and then your license acquires a couple points. You know, every state you can have points. Like in Jersey, we have like, what, 11 points? 12 points on the licenses.
Yeah.
So let's say you get caught with speeding, and it depends on how many miles you were speeding over the limit.
Yeah.
You will get, you will actually lose points off the, 12. So yeah, like 12 is a star.
Yeah.
And then once ever you start losing those stars down you just become a lukona star more. And then insurance is high.
Yeah.
Let's say you get into a car accident, God forbid, knock on wood.
Yeah.
You can't be able to go and, you know how they lease cars and they sometimes even renting a car to go out of state, if your car is not even in a good condition, they can't let you. You get what I'm saying? So ngumu kiasi.
Yeah,
it's hard. It affects you everywhere, to be honest. And then ikifika pati ya kupata kazi nayo, you know what I'm saying? And then remember, we when we were coming from New York, we talked about credit.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Credit
and
score.
then now you can't get an apartment, and then you can't have any type of score we may get. So it aku affect kila mahali. So it we can't say it only affect females more, but we can say that they in a position of indulging more than, you know, most, because tuseme ni sherehe, dem tuseme uko na boy, si ndio? Au uko na bwana wako. Rapra bwana na drive. Wewe ukienda unasema leo mimi na mabeste wangu tunafanya nini? Tunakunywa. Of course.
Yeah.
So it gets to be like, yeah, they do take more of it, but at the same time, I think responsibility pia inaka more.
Afu pia I think like pia girls get free drinks kwa clubs.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying?
So
they have better chances of, you know, because that's when you come by the time when women pick a sabia, at an end, it's quite pombe. Ocha pick a sabia, Nikonaya rent, Nikonaya bundles, Omecheki, Piakuna, Kani Ulem Semun, you're a trauma, not Dr. Tom Sewako. So when I get by the time women Maliza, Nikona pesa yenye naweza enda club ni nunulie dem. Una get peer, there's like, how they call it, is there's a commissionary position of going to the club.
Yeah,
that's what they call it. It's like there's a way things are supposed to go, just like, you know. You know what I'm saying? So unapata uko club, you have to have cash to even get, unajua hapa tunalipa kuingia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Different than Kenya, by the way.
Yeah. Hapa kuna admission.
There's admission at the entrance. Ume get, let's say Diamond is here, my homie mnalipa ka 50-80 at the door. Dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, lazima tumie.
Yeah, you get, and there's no M-Pesa, you gotta, you know. And which actually I found very interesting when I was back home, that they will let you come in for free.
Yeah.
But you partake in whatever else you want to partake in once you're in a club. Hence here, you already have pressure of, I have to drink. I already spent my money at the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not leaving here until I have fun. We may get, and then you get yourself in, now you're drinking more than other people.
Okay. I've got this one in my corner, Kiuliza, like everyone who will stay in the States. There's an artist from aside Dallas. Aliniambia America can be very lonely, especially to foreigners. So look, a lot of Kenyans are lonely, and because we are lonely, we end up now, as you are looking for things to get our mind off the loneliness. So is America lonely? And
I mean, honestly, you can ask anybody who's here. It's not just here that it gets lonely, you know. Loneliness is a feeling, first of all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you start putting, you combine it with a physical location, now that's where you are at the moment. But that's still a feeling, you understand? But physically being here itself is lonely.
Yeah.
You understand? Because everybody has a schedule. 99% of your friends, you're probably going to run into them to say, weekendi.
Yeah.
Or may get to say, kuna boy wangu, kama boy wangu hapa Tony. Kama ameshaenda kazi, ameenda kazi, saa hata kumpigia simu, hiyo si kitu, hiyo tutaongea, tunajua shift inaisha lini, tunamtafuta siku yenye shift imeisha. Umeget, same thing with us, umeget. So, unapata, you can be in the same household with your family members, but you probably have your father working like a 7 to 3, and your mother working like a 3 to 11, and you probably go to school during the daytime, and you work at overnight 11 to asubuhi. Mtaonana na mse. So kutoka huku unapata pia you are focused in your own stuff, you have a lot to do, this work, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So you can't be able to and then, you know, in order for you to go hang out with somebody, you have to actually plan it out.
Yeah.
Atana na ile hata niende even ipitie morio wangu eti nini utaenda huko pata mlango imefungwa baba. You outside by yourself. You get what I'm saying? So it gets lonely because you kind of get consumed into the grind. The grind kind of consumes you. And remember, mpata sali, mwonja sali, aunzangi maramo.
Yeah.
Aunzangi maramoja. So once the money start getting better, you know what I'm saying? There's certain sacrifices. You'll be like, yeah, I can skip hanging out with the homies for the weekend, go to work and double the money up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you're forgetting that unajaisole, unajaisolate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, ukiangalia America, we should go through time kaya where you have to do maybe more than one job. Amo me survive aje course. Yeah, I'm trying to understand. America.
Nah, listen. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you. This is not a place for you to come and sit down. Even if you wanted to, the system doesn't allow you to sit down. For what? What is there? Like, we was walking everywhere with you and you was like, yo, there's a now hiring sign.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere. Which means the opportunity is there for you to better yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? So, as far as working one job, bro, na jo grind, to say maybe basi, I have to support myself financially when it comes to the music, sindio?
Yeah.
At the same, I have to support myself physically in every single aspect because I'm joking, man, and you live by yourself, you have your own responsibilities. So let's say I want to do a video. My boy Vijay One charges like $1,000 for a music video. Sindio? $1,000, let's say now you're deciding to shoot a video, that's some money you can push into rent. But you still have to put the video out so you can stay in the same level with everybody in the music industry. Sindio? And then on top of that $1,000, you have these other bills that you have to do. You have to actually, that are due that you have to pay.
Yeah.
Sindio? So what do you do? You get another job. You say ni aje, acha ni hustle ni get more money so that I can even have ya kidogo yenye hata kaa uko na dem, unaweza mpeleka out. Ume get, if you have like, you know, a hobby, like let's me, I'm into motorcycles, sindio?
Yeah.
I had to put some shit on the side, invest in myself for kitu yenye mi nape. Kitu yenye mi napenda. Umeni get. So, you don't only get to do one. Sometimes you get yourself that you're in a position that, bro, najua mabesto wangu, even me myself, I go through things that you call your friends mazee, then you find that your friend is going through crazier stuff than you are. Baka sa zingine unakachini unasema like, yo, who can we call? You feel me?
Yeah.
So, before you call anybody, just for you to even leave your house to go meet anybody is gas. Any pesa. Lazima uingie kwa rudi weke mafuta ndio uende kuona homi wako. Na tuseme mshazoeana na homi wako, anytime unaenda lazima ulete kitu ya kukunywa. You feel me? Yeah, now $30 on gas, $60 on the Casamigos, ama 70. Just to go see your homie, you are tapping into $200. Hiyo ni ngapi Kenya?
Hiyo ni kitu at least 26k.
You feel me? Yeah, so hiyo here as far as doing another job is like waking up in the morning asking yourself, what's my schedule looking like today? It's bound to happen. Let's say if you don't have like a professional background, hence to say me, most of our parents who come here, they're not young. They're old. So let's say in America, if you buy a house, you burn yourself about 30 years. Sindio, in those 30 years, you have that mortgage that you have to clear to pay. And then on top of that, you have to pay for what? Land, you have to pay for taxes, property taxes, right?
Yeah.
So in those 30 years, and you came here when you were 50, bro, usha gonga ngapi? You ni almost 80.
Yeah.
Na tuseme hiyo time yenye umefika, you have kids that you are raising. What do you do? Wife amekama, ameshaingia na yeye ana hustle. Na wewe una hustle, what do you do? Kila mtu anapata job, anaanza kwa hustle. You get to do more than, sometimes you get yourself working more than you even expected to work because of where you are at in your life at that time. You get.
Now, is there at any point where your American dream turned into a nightmare mpaka ukafikiria acha tu nirudi Kenya? Kwa sababu ulikuja ukiwa mtoi, eh?
Yeah, nilikuja hapa nikiwa mpya kabisa. I think about 12, 13.
Yeah, go on, is a check out your episode ingine we talked about that.
Yeah, 12 and 13, yeah.
So, but now you become an adult.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone through some shit? You're like, damn, let me check where Kenya is on the map. Let me see if I need to go back. Like any personal experiences I share.
Bro, let me be honest with you, man. We have different seasons. We have summer, we have fall, then we have winter, then we have spring, and then we come back to summer. So, so, bro, like, there's this one time that, you know, life doesn't have like all ups.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm new into the music, like I'm pushing, and then it's a lot of finances. You know, you gotta push here and there, and then ilikuwa winter time, boss. Nikaambiwa niaje, kampuni imeanza kutuma ma check na nini na direct deposit. Sindio? Na hii lazima uende kwa ofisi, uende kuichuku, kuichukua. Bro, kwa weather forecast walikuwa wamesha sema ni aje, usitoke. Bro,
kuliko nini kuna come tornado?
No, it was a winter storm.
Winter storm.
Let's say it's a snow. They said we're going to get about like 5 to 6 inches.
So bro, snowstorm, because since it's in Kenya,
yeah.
Basically perfect weather.
Aye. So snowstorm is like, you know, winter time, of course, once it gets really super cold, we get snow. You know what I'm saying? So the snowstorm is like, let's say it's gonna snow for like a whole night into the next day, which means they are not plowing the snow, you know what I'm saying? What like a state of emergency, which means be outside at your own risk. Bro, they said it's gonna be a snowstorm and it's gonna be like 6 to 7 inches. And the office was like, ilibidini drive like an hour. We unajua an hour ya US. Si atana na yana ile ni hapa chini.
It's a distance.
Si, nonsense.
Lazima kanyage mafuta.
Mazee, so nikasema niaje, niliangalia account, nilikuwa nisha sort bills zingine, video nataka kudrop, nataka kudu hivi. Nikasema mazee, niko baba, I gotta go get this check regardless. Now, the messed up part, at that time I had a hoopty. Now, a hoopty is just like a car that helps you get by.
Yeah.
That's what they pretty much call them, right?
Yeah. Point A to point B.
Yeah, point A to point B. In your house was sasa. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, let me just take my chances, go and come back early so that I can get what? I can get to deposit this check and keep the rest of the stuff that I had going on. Bro, you know the ile design yenye una drive kutoka tao moja, unapata ni vumbi. Ukienda tao wengine unapata matope. We drove from here to nini uko chini. DC, you notice how the weather changes.
Yeah,
kuna mahali tuko na hella rain, kuna mvua. Bro, kutoka kwangu, barabara imekauka, what the hell? Nisikuwa nimeshtuka, nikasema acha niende bro, nikakanyaga kalikuwa ka Toyota Corolla by the way. Kalikuwa kamzae kwanza, alikuwa amenijenga hiyo time, na kalikuwa na different colors kwa mlango. So nikaria kwa hustle for real, nikasema hii gari, matoyota si tunaziamisha, unajua wa Kenya na Toyota. Bro, hiyo place ilikuwa inaitwa Sparta. Niko napiga wera, office iliko huko down. Bro, nikatoka hapa nikaenda huko down. Bro, ushaipiga corner tu hivi kona all white. Unadhani ish, kwani walimwaga chumvi kule?
So wezi jua hata lane yako inaanza wapi inaisha wapi.
So ukafika hapo unaona magari zimeanza kuslow down, kuslow down. Saa na umecheki ni zile za jana, zile ma up and down. Bro, nikaenda, nikapita vuu, nikafika, nikachukua check, nikabatika.
Oh, ulichukua?
Nilichukua. Sasa sikurudi home. Ilibidi nikaspend hiyo check huko. Gari imekwama. Tumebidi nimeget hotel, nimeka huko chini, I'm spending the same amount of money. Mpaka nikasema, wah. Sasa, imagine umehaso kazi, hadi umedu overtime. You know what I'm saying? Ndi unapata niaje? So I'm like, bro, niaje unaweza piga hustle, piga hustle ndio ufike point ndio upate niaje. Yo, hakuna do. Uliza, yo, most can relate, bro. Sidanganyi. Huku US utapiga mboko, na bado homi wako unampigia, unamwambia bro na dai. Yeah, saa zingine inakanga ngori, because yo, like my father always says one thing that resonates with me all the time as a manga. Here in America, you are one paycheck away from being homeless. Like, bro, kifikileo kitu unasema, ina make sense kweli.
Yeah.
Just one paycheck away. Umeget, bro. So at that time, nilikuwa nasema niaje, mazee vitu zinaenda left. Gari imesha chukuliwa na cops. Itabidi tena niende niuchukue kutoka impound ya Gava. Na hiyo ni do. Every night unayata na lelo huko wana kuchatika 150. Bro, nikasema saa zingine mazee, na wish saini ningekuwa Kenya mazee. Hakuna upuzi ya snow, hakuna.
I think so take for granted the fact that we basically have perfect weather.
So,
Kenya kuna matope. But sasa kuna kitu kingine pia uliniambia, I think later tukipata na New York. Kwa sababu pia another problem with living in America as a Kenyan is Kenyans still carry the tribalism bullshit from Kenya and bring it to America.
See? Can I tell you the funny thing is? Niko na mabeshte wengi wa Kenya tunajuana. Wengi sana. But I can guarantee you right now, if I pick up a phone and I call one or two of them, what I pick?
Yeah.
Ume get. Wa Kenya wako hivyo. Ume get. But I don't only have Kenyan friends.
Yeah.
It's a thing about Kenyans. We love each other na msinichukia wa Kenya wenzetu, but eh mazee in Africa jo, we don't get along. Unapata Mkenya na anabomoa Mkenya mwingine. Wakati unapata Mnigeria na jenga Mnigeria mwingine. Hata kasi rada safi.
Yeah, yeah.
Na ni rada chafu. Ume get. Unapata Mkenya amesha tobo. You know what I'm saying? So I'm over here thinking like, yo. And then you look at it inakanganiaje. Achana wale wa Kisii. Wale wa Kisii wanakanga, ile ni ile kanisa ya Kisii. Si unajua wanasemanga Minnesota kuna kanisa za Kisii wanasema ni hivi. Umeget. And then already we are in a land of where you find almost every single ethnicity, but you already threw me into a bracket already.
Yeah.
Like I knew growing up I'm Kisii, but nimefika mali, you still throw me in a bracket that as much as we are here in this whole mixture, you are still Kisii. Something you can't take away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then kuna zile jobs zenye wa Kisii watapata, zenye watu wengine hawezi pata. Na kuna zile jobs zenye. So you find like, mse mwenye anajenga mwingine, itabidi ni kama kuna venye na wea atajengeka kutoka kwa. Atajengeka kutoka kwako. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's what me I feel like, especially malimuko kila mtu anapata do bro, kila mtu mtani wana aso man, yo like yo makuzo wangu man, like wanatia bidii na si eti hawajui eti kesho na kesho kutwa bado ni ngumu, but they still pushing. Umeget. Hapa hivi at least people mnajaribu mna get financial stable, ni tuokoleane. Check it, like ile. And that's why me, I'm happy and I'm blessed na ambia Mungu asante. It's just like, I don't just have Kenyan friends. And even if I have Kenyan friends, they're just not from one ethnic group. Like, nasema, ani hawa se wametoka, au ni mjaka. Na maboy Tony huko ni mkikui. Ule ni mluya. Ule claim tulimpata, ule ni Uganda. Umeget. Boy wangu GB ni mwakata hapa, hivi African Americans wanawaita mwakata. So it's different people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But sasa nini, so because another thing that I'm nilicheki Dallas.
Yeah.
Niliona like the Kenyan festivals are dying, Ugu New Jersey, mshaikuwa na festivals kali.
Yeah, mazee, kila mahali imezima, bro. Mimi hata tu tukoone city tuna, it's not about lying. Every state used to be popping and to same hivi. Dallas is very well known for most of the Kenyan events.
Yeah.
Like most of the Kenyans will literally up and leave a different state when they're Dallas. Juana Juama Zuko ndo kuna happen. Umeget. As the years kept on going, you know, and this is one thing like I feel like we're supposed to do. You remember there's a point I told you like the role models are not modeling? Do you remember that saying?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of concept when it comes to the entertainment. Every city used to be popping and every state used to be popping for something different. So let me break it down. Dallas used to be popping for Memorial Weekend. Yoni the May, around May.
Yeah.
And then there's another event that used to pop out in Vegas, the Rugby Sevens in February that used to go off in Vegas. Kuna ma promoters wa huko pia. Jersey used to be very well known for the July 4th weekend, July 4th, 5th, the American Independence. And then Boston was known for, Atlanta was known for Thanksgiving. And a lot of people were showing love for, like, people would go down to Atlanta for Thanksgiving. You know, there's a time like, and then it was really nice because Kenyans come together, vendors, people are selling, people are mingling, people are getting to know each other. But when I say the role models are not modeling, it's just the same, like, you see, like I said, Kenyans, they kind of like, if I don't know you and you're not where I'm from, I don't want to put you on and let you know on some of the things that I know. You may get. So, unapata, there's nobody you passing a torch to, unani get. So, Jersey used to be popping for July 4th, iyo ikaenda Boston. haikuwa irudi venye iliendanga ilipoteanga hivyo. Hence what happened to the jersey, the people who the promoters in Jersey, you know, Kenyans again, that tupendi kufanyana mazuri. Unapata huyu anaumiza mwingine, huyu anapata feed, anafanya payback kutoka hapa nini nini. People are not getting paid, you know what I'm saying? And you know me, I had a very close experience with almost every single Kenyan promoter, from me being on stage performing for like when Nonini came up performed,
yeah,
that was a Kenyan promoter. Waire came up performed, that was a Kenyan promoter. Sauti Sol came, Diamond came. Anytime I performed for these people were Kenyan promoters, so I got to mingle with every single one of them. Nikajuaniaze maze hii game is not for the week.
Yeah,
it's not for the week. So since all I wanted to do then, what brought me there, was making music and rapping. Wrapped my ass off and got off the stage and went back to the studio. You feel me? But the reason why things are not really where they at is like nobody really passed that torch, and nobody really was like taking the person to pass that torch serious until that person was not there no more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, like me, I told you, man, like us, like pia mimi ni msanii role modeling, man. That's like one thing. Ukipata msee mwenye ana unajua zile ya ufala pia umeget, but ile role modeling, like yo, you really showing some love and you really supporting genuinely, yo, your blessings double up. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if they had people, they would be like, yo, kuja nikushike mkono nikufundishe hii, like mwaf iko nini itaenda wapi after hapa. You're gonna need somebody to run that for you.
Yeah.
Wait, guess what? You got a role model. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You feel me? So that's what happened with like the entertainment. The Kenyan scene is not as big as it used to. Back in the 2000s.
Yeah, it's big.
Like watu wakina chini ya mti ndio hawa hapa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, watu wa reggae mbaya. So the like growing up, I got to mingle with different people, even Kenyan artists from different states. We had somebody from Ohio, Vinny Chwani. We had people from North Carolina, Shuja Beats. I was from Jersey, me, Keista, and some of the people that we started up. And then even the guy who put Vince on a beat.
Yeah.
Clev, he was in a music group.
Oh.
Yeah. He was in a whole music group. Like, people were together in a way, you can see that. But then again, the older I grew, I started seeing people fall apart.
Yeah.
Pole, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. But sasa nini, the American experiences.
Yeah.
Having lived hapa na pia umeangalia Kenya, do you see yourself coming back? That's a question I always ask everyone.
Mi hata nikwambia hivi, and shout out my cousin Jemo, shout out my cousin Mox, shout out my cousin Tito. You feel me? This is family, and I told these guys, like, and you can ask them, I told them, like, listen, yo, if we get a chance to trade, you go to the States for 2 years and I come to Kenya for 2 years, do it in a snap of a finger. Come over here. See what it is. It's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
You feel me? So if I had a chance to let these people have a sneak peek of what it is over here. Yeah. So just to answer your question, man, East or West, man, home is best, my G. Home is best.
But you've spent, I think, more of your life here than
Me, I literally, like, you know unajua primo usomangi ile, like umejua that you have like serious friends. You know what I'm saying? Primo tulikuwa na wale maboy wenye bado tunachanga pesa tunaenda cinema nini nini, all that stuff mkifanya mkiwa watoi. But can't finding out who I am as a man, finding out who I am as an artist and everything, that happened over here. You know what I'm saying? I was telling you about Sheng. You know what I'm saying? I was telling you how I forgot Kiswahili lianza ku. You know what I'm saying? You gotta connect back with your people. The music brought me back to that. You get what I'm saying? So growing up over here is a good experience, but what's it? Home. I'm retiring soon.
Masabile, home hakuna as many opportunities here. Like you see us here, like tukitembea na wewe, remember, like nikikwambia, even when I was in I think I noticed this in Dallas first.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nikiwa Dallas niliingia Chipotle flani kuna now hiring.
Yeah.
And then that's the time I decided to now start looking.
Yep.
And I think pia tukiwa hizo masides kulikuwa na Old Navy flani.
Mm-hmm.
Na kwa Old Navy, si ndio?
Yeah, the, Old the Navy, yes.
Yes. Ilikuwa now hiring.
Yes.
Ama juzi tulikuwa naye hapa, tukapata Best Buy now
Best
hiring.
Buy na
I think which other place was you see like
Starbucks.
Yes.
Starbucks in Ohio.
Yeah. Alafu yeah, nikiwa Colorado I think ilikuwa place flani inaitwa something Dave's.
Yeah.
Place ya kudishi nyama.
Yeah.
You look at all these opportunities.
Yes.
In Kenya,
yes.
If you are to right now hiring,
yeah.
There's going to be like a whole street closed.
Ish, bro.
So, with lack of opportunities, Ivo, are there any regrets of living here as much as life is not smooth? At least the opportunities. Yeah. At least when it's our Starbucks.
See, you see how everybody is in Kenya reaping the fruits of being in Kenya?
Mm.
It's the same thing. We are here, we're just reaping off the fruits of being here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It comes with a cost, of course.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It comes with a cost, but you know, if you really think about it, they put it there for you to apply.
Mm.
Not for you to look at it and pass it.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
They're not putting it there for you to... No, they're putting it there telling you like you didn't come here to sit down.
Mm.
No.
Fanya kazi.
Fanya kazi kijana.
Mm.
You understand? So when you look at it from a different angle, are they really giving us opportunities? Mm. Or we are the ones actually giving ourselves opportunities in the sense of, if I didn't leave my house and go to Starbucks and see the now hiring sign, sing apply. Simona, they let you know that they are here whenever you want them. And then whenever you don't want them, they make you know that you need them. Because, where to me move now? To me onge story ya internet.
Yeah.
Umeona venye story ya internet, my phones na move different.
Yeah.
My speeds go different. So, unalipia aje phone. US udakula aje, wezi kaa kwa nyumba bila stima, unakuwa kicked out.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Wanakwambia nyumba iko ejamit conditions za kuishi.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, what's up to digress kidogo?
Mm.
Kenya, I can pay rent and then be like, fuck it. Sleepy steamer.
Yeah, you ni sawa.
My landlord won't give a fuck.
Yeah.
As long as, you understand?
Yeah.
Like, kasa hizi vile kuna prepaid tokens.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not destroying the house.
Yeah.
If I decide to stay in darkness, I can stay in darkness.
Uh-huh.
States, you can't do that. You can't decide like Kimo is sleepy steamer.
You can't. Unajua ni aje?
Sipuwa ya steamer kwa nyumba yako, alafu kwa kujibas winter time.
Sasa, you get what I'm saying?
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, and then, unajiki, in America, pia is just basically like Kenya. Unajiki Kenya, they have the gas tanks. Huku, they have both gas and the heater tops, they are steamer. You know what I'm saying? So the watu wengine wana need stima kupika. Umeget get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for you, unajua keja zinafanya wanga inspection on a yearly basis. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where you live at, they come and check the fire extinguishers, they come and check if you have mold, they come and check if you know the paint is good, they check if the carbon monoxide thing works.
Sensor.
Yeah, the sensor in Afanya. And if you don't have those things working, you actually can get a fine. Depending on where you live.
That's even your own personal home.
Yeah. In your own personal home. And then you know you can't rent a house without house insurance. You get what I'm saying? So
house insurance ni?
So let's say like Tony, when yako na keja hivi, asipoke hii keja insurance, tupate ki hurricane, ikwe swept away, he can't get any money back.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So na anything to say everything and yelikuwa kwa hiyo hawe ilikuwa like 2.5 million, he gets nothing back.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So you have to, as Muilipia, you pay insurance for the house just for those few emergencies, which they happen. Who knew we get earthquakes in New Jersey now? We get earthquakes in, yes.
Nightmare.
We got two.
Ah.
Yeah.
When?
Got two. Like a month or two ago. Yeah.
What happened?
Hey, Maze. It was trending. It was trending. That's what happened. We were just, and everybody really thought it was like, you know, how the choppers and the security be passing and shit.
Can you imagine if you're in New York on the 97th floor?
So, Kulishek.
Kulishek, Mazi. Kulishek.
The West Coast.
Did someone die?
A couple of people got hurt, like the elderly. So let's say like you have your mom or dad in a nursing home, and they walk in, and that happens, and you are old at that age, you're
going to fall.
Stuff is falling from the doors and stuff. So we are getting those things now. So with those, you need insurance. Mtu a break in aibe chichikika ile studio yangu mzakuja chukue nenda tu kwa office naambia there was a break in, una file report.
Maybe the environment
has
changed.
Yeah.
So
we know that you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because, but kitu ngine ile breaking spamming remind.
Yeah.
Do you know that America is a more honest society than Kenya? It makes no sense. Because looking at America from the outside, to know ile country ko involved in wars, it should not be involved in. Sindio? Alafu, unakuja huku, naona mnatembea na simu kwa back pocket. Niko like, awezi tembea na simu kwa back pocket, na utapiga nduru. Na kiyo simu itaenda haraka, utapata hata mtu simu hizi ya naiba.
Bro, nikwambie ukweli. We iba. Shida si kuiba. Utashikwa. Bro, utashikwa. Technology imefika mahali vitu zingine hata tujui. Tumeambiwa tu za kujua. Yeah. Umeget. But kushiko utashikwa. Umeget. Hakuna kitu wenye utafanya. Cause let me tell you, ndaacha hii simu hapa. If I go to seme tulienda Starbucks the other day kudishi. Wenye nisawi simu yangu huko. Mbogia Starbucks, itaichukua ini yake kwa charger. Umeget.
Yeah.
Umesikia hiyo story. Watakwenda kuweke kwa charger, wao ndio wanakupigia, ikwe on so that ukipiga, washike wakwambie ulisahau simu yako hapa. Umeget. Because now remember, we are in an era yenye review is everything. You know what I'm saying? If kama kuna chef ako in town ataka kudisha, ataka kwenda na check review ya place and wana nini. They wanna make sure that you know you go there, you give a good review, good business. You get? Na ukiba simu ya mse, unaenda unafanya nini? Everything is pretty much encrypted nowadays.
Yeah.
Umeget. Hata wezi go through iCloud, ushafungwa. So, wanasema mbona ni kuibie kitu yenye, and they don't make it harder for you to acquire those things. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say it's an iPhone. Mwaf, utakuja hapa upige job. Kwa niko nini? Umetoka na simu?
Yeah.
Umeget? Na kama wezi lipa up front, wanakuambia ni aje, we come. Tupee nyo kona.
Ilipia pole pole.
Ilipia pole pole. Unaget? Ukimaliza kuilipia wanakuachia simu. Unaget? They make it easy for you to be in a position to acquire most of those things that you... Ni maboya ngapi hapa hivi, unacheki homi yako na Lamborghini, unacheki homi yako na Range, unacheki homi yako sijui na nini. They can afford it. You can afford it. I can afford it. It's just more of preference. What do you want?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kani Lambo unataka, bro, credit score. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Ijenge, enda huko, weka DP, take a down payment, boom. Usha end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
kuna hiyo nini, kuna hiyo story like nimekuwa nikifind. Like even breaking in into cars, like hapa mnaachaga ma laptop kwa gari, mnaenda. Mnaacha suitcase imejaa vitu, mnaenda. Kenya, utapatata mwadha mzee anakuibia. Unajua mwadha wazee ndio ibaga laptops especially.
Wacha.
Like kwa restaurants.
Yeah.
Kwa restaurant ukiona gati umeka hivi na lapi umeka laptop bag hivi.
Yeah.
Uone kama mwadha kazee kameka next to wewe. Kwa rada.
Wacha.
Grandmother mtu amekuja kukuibia.
Grandma exactly. No.
Yeah. So unaona hiyo? You're like to me.
Yeah.
Kushikanishizo vitu mbili I find it hard. Like how is this society
bro
that's known to be super capitalistic?
Yeah.
Still, like even from saying
like, like again, Mwaf, they have made it so easy for you to get it. Do you understand? Mpaka una lose interest ya kuiba. Unaiba nini sasa? Sasa nikwambia kama unaweza funga macho fanya kazi wiki moja, unaweza jinunulia gari ya maana.
Yeah.
Si utaenda tu kazi ufanye ununue gari ya maana. They have made it so easy to the point like stealing it, we just stand there and look at you be like, yo, what are you doing? Umeget. But now, take it like this, right? I came straight from Kisii, came straight out here. Bro, we were having discussion of some of the things that I didn't know. Sindio. Now imagine, you know, you be like, oh, these kids didn't have this, a family of this, did this. Bro, some of us, to some of us never got a chance to see or sit in that Lamborghini or ever lay a finger on a laptop. Or you know, if you get a laptop, you can sell it, make more money than this and that. When you get opportunities like that, to some of us, you're not looking at that opportunity to neighbor. You get. So there's those things you don't know. Yeah, I would love to have that. You know, I have African American friends, Maakata, and then we have conversation, and some of them are like really from the hood, like like straight up, like my homie when they went through pain. Like people who will tell you that there's a point that yena mamake. Walifungwa kwa jela pamoja. You know what I'm saying? Mpaka unajiuliza niaje? Like, kwani mzee alipitia nini? You get what I'm saying? So until uelewa story ya, like, niaje umse, nini nini. But as far as in kuiba, bro, hata, si umse, hata nyumba umeona ikifungwa?
Yeah, naona, inaachwa tu.
Nyumba ijafungwa, magari zijafungwa. Like, hakuna mtu mwenye akona aja. Kwa chanya niko nayo, pia unaweza kuwa nayo.
Kusata kitu moja ile, maybe ni Zambia si tulikuwa na vile tulikuwa pamoja tulikuwa DC ulikuwa umetoa kichwa nje umeshikilia kamera hivi kuna time niko nashtuka niko si niko Kenya hizi voni za snachiwa niko like hakuna mtu yuko interested
nobody cares around. Nobody cares and not even just that remember when tuko huko nje and you know we're taking pictures just like normal citizens you know what I'm saying how many phones did you see outside that kani ule msemwenye anakangarada kupiga wase bafu chafu angezienda nazo chap chap na unge do any ningapi almost everybody had their phone out imagine hata ule mseto ulikuwa nakwambia aje mwa hebu songa aangalie mwali anaenda ameweka tu kichwa hivi ameangalia simu you get kila mtu akona simu you know what I'm saying lakini iPhone kuna wasi, hata kuna this nini is had the column family plans zenye you can buy one get one free free or buy two get one free
Okay.
When I get so there's opportunity yaku like we know you take from somebody what you don't have.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But what you do have, sisi kuzani kuibie all this equipment yenye uko nayo hapa. You feel me? This is how you set yourself up. And I know nikiuliza mwaf ni aje hii na nini squeeze this in the link.
Yeah.
Unatumiwa kwa link sio zile siku za USB la internet dial up. Lazima ungoje mzee atoke kwa simu ndio utumie internet.
Afu ya lazima nikuulize tuki go back to music. Do you feel it's why is it ama do you feel why is it hard for Kenyan artists based outside ku penetrate the Kenyan market back home? Why na feel na kwa gaiko cuz wachikita msekanya Shinsky.
Yeah.
He used to live in the US, but when he needed to reboot his career, he has to come back to Kenya.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like muna have it hard? Because, buda, nimesikiza ngoma zako, nimesikiza ile, like the project mlifanya na Kevo K-Force.
Yes.
These are basically perfect projects, yeah?
Projects, yes.
But mko inje, does that mean that people treat you like Americans? So wanataka...
You know, wanasemanga charity nanzianga home. Kuna there's some things that happen at home. So let me tell you the truth. Najua umekula ugali hapa.
Yeah, yeah.
But utakula ugali ukifika home.
You
get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It hits different that it's sad to say but yo Kenyans maze. Unajua tunasema oh we are not supportive then people attack us wanasema oh you guys don't have good videos you don't have good music or you guys are cursing on songs more nini nini when there's good music there's good videos there's this ngoma ziende malizi kwa supposed kuenda you know what I'm saying number one is when I see an Omale song and I get off YouTube, I go on Instagram, there's somebody who has already used it on a reel.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I get in a car, turn on the radio, Hot 97 is playing them songs. You get what I'm saying? I get at work, my co-worker, Mzungu na yeye anazicheza kule. Do you get what I'm saying? How? Umeget? It's because, you know, I told you, like, is now more than ever is better to be African than American, by the way. Like right now, like maze furahia maisha kwa Afrika. You get what I'm saying? But you see that support tunapata Nigeria, naambia Nigeria mwingine ni aje yo call out kesho, umeget twende show ya mzee, kufanya hivi fanya hivi, twende. And plus listen to the music they are making. Ni muziki yenye pia ukisikiza unasema ni aje. I'm not saying that we have bad music. We actually have good music, but yo, nilikuwa nakuuliza aje. We're supposed to do the flag like this everywhere we go as Kenyans.
Yeah.
You know, as we are here, we are waving a flag over here. But the amount of love that you're getting for waving that flag is the same amount of love you're giving yourself. Where you getting the energy to keep on going, you get what I'm saying? 99% of the time, Buddha Boss support too. We may get. Like now na venye Nigeria na posting ngoma ya best yake hapa hivi, best yake ashai post, best yake mwingine ashai repost nini nini, inaenda best yake mwingine amepiga mabest yake wako Nigeria, wamefanya video, ndio hao wanafanya dance videos, wanafanya hivi. Niuliza bro, how did you get all these people? Isn't not they just my friends? Kenya mtaani hivi unaongelesha mzee hivi kidogo kidogo na kwambia bro, unajua hata sina bundles, unajua sasa sini simu yangu ilipasuka, screen imeharibika, you don't even know what to do now. Unashindwa aje tunafanya biashara ama should we get the item to get the biashara going fast? And when you get there now, it's another story. You get so the love is in and out, man.
Also make me ask, hii nini Madaraka Festival, it being postponed, what do you think the effect is? Do you think another Madaraka Festival is happening this year?
Yo, can I be honest with you? I've been here for like over 10, bro. The Kenyan scene is different. The people who used to bump to these people who are showing up right now, they are career women, they are career husbands, wives. Trust me, and you know how it is once you get a kid, you're a parent. You know how it is. My brothers are parents. My brother Tony here is a parent. Do you get what I'm saying? Things are different. Do you get? And pay attention to this. Omale is visiting America like 10 times in 1 year. Omale is doing Omale. Tuko na issues na L's na R's. Anyway, that guy is here so many times. Amefanya show. Davido amekuja amefanya mashow. Not once. Ametua US. Mnaleta Mkenya mnatuwekea Dallas. Which means watu wa Maryland, Delaware, Atlanta, New Jersey, tutangoja akuje New York. Toka New York ndio hiyo Boston. Fill in the gaps. You feel me? Why do you see that Burna Boy has 3 shows in New York in the same week? I got different locations. You get what I'm saying? So by the time home come kufanya Madaraka Fest, wa Kenya washa move on to something else. Wa Kenya, they are thinking about, you know, ni nini naendelea Kenya. Unajua, the funniest thing, all of us Kenyans tuko hapa hivi, tunakangana kierere ya kujanga nini naendelea Kenya. Tuna watching news kuwashinda. Tuko hapo, tunasoma, tuko updated, yani. Hata tunajua nini naendelea mapema, so that, you know, because people have investments and all that shit. So, but it's really hard to, right now as we speak, it's really hard to convince people that this is some dope shit when it's not. It's more than ever that people wameanza ku notice that music si language. When you get, you can sing in anything, bro. Nilikuambia nilikuwa hapa hivi Brick City. I was performing in a Nigerian club. When you get, organized na boy wangu Peter Omote, by the way, shout out. You feel me? Bro, they were singing to Swahili relics, bro. Like, naimba Kiswahili na wanaimba. Sahi chanyu unaimba, na mziki chanyu unaimba, na lugha chanyu unaimba nayo, ijalishi.
Yeah.
Ni vibe. Iko fiti. Ina sound fiti. Na unajua si wa Afrika tunapenda kudance. You get what I'm saying? So, it's really hard for ukisema ni aje. The role models are now modeling already. Tumelekea hapa hivi. If you're trying to do a project with somebody mtaani, stop looking at you like an artist. It looks as you like a cash cow. Kwa hapo unashindwa hivi. Niaje kutrendaje? Sasa kisikia msendi wa Mayolo already ashapiga hesabu. Anasema, "Bro, I have friends of mine here, man. If you call them and you ask them stories about 1212, you know what I'm saying? You get frustrations." You know what I'm saying? It's frustrations after frustrations. So, that's why I'm saying that it's really hard to bring Kenyans together when right now you are not, you gotta convince them. Unajua wa Kenya kuona ndio kuamini jo. You gotta see.
Eh, so still una feel like vile wanasema imekuwa postponed. If Madaraka Festival new dates are announced, wa Kenya bado atakuja ama this one cancellation might mean the end of, because a lot of Kenyan festivals have died. Eh?
Yeah, so Kenyans always support, but it depends who. So my personal thinking is, you know, your first impression in Akanga the best. Like depending on, like angalia the kind of acts that they had that are coming to show. It's people who, you know, the Kenyan industry really like supports and loves and everything. When people we hold on such a higher pedestal fail, well, what does that show for? You know what I'm saying? Like for the rest of us who we so-called upcoming. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say it won't happen, but it's already like unajua ukiacha stain tu. Kuna ka stain kamebaki huko. Now the thing about it is now, ikifika there's a promoter tuseme mwenye anafanya some promo for the same show, aseme last time nili call out, nikachukua time from job, nika plan niende hivi, nobody showed up, nikakuwa cancelled, I don't trust you guys, you know, this, that, because you know, it takes a lot for a Kenyan to actually be at the show. You have mingled with a bunch of them right now. You have noticed what it takes for somebody to be available to do something. It's not easy, you know what I'm saying? So I think people will show, but the number or the outcome won't be the same. You know what I'm saying? Hence, you know, but those are the same people we were hoping that they will do this for the rest of the people who are trying to do this. You know, be like, okay, yeah, Kenyans, we can really take it that far. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay.
They will show love, but it wouldn't be the same love.
I love be talking of that, we'll take a road trip. Ulinichezea like ngoma zako mob sana. Zingine zilikuwa mapiano, zingine zilikuwa reggae. Then Afrobeat, but now hip hop. Like Afro hip hop. So your influence umetoka wapi? Because of course umekuwa hii area for so long. Why not go full American?
Hey bro. You know, like I said, more than anything right now in a feel fitted kwa African. And one thing a lot of Kenyans don't know, when you're away from home, you pay attention a lot about home. You're pretty much more updated about things. Like even my other friends are pretty much updated about what's going on in the Kenyan politics scene more than I am. Because you want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And me growing up here and going to high school here, college here, I've never sat in a class with less than, like, it's just gonna be like 10 different countries or 15 different countries in one class. And then trying to stand out, it's hard. You can't stand out because every culture, like the Hispanic culture, the Latinas, they have a very strong culture. You understand? That you cannot break the culture. Wakishikana hivi, and then you know how they stick together. Just like Indians, just like Nigerians. Wakishikana hivi, boom. You get what I'm saying? So for me, reason why I can shuffle all that is every day I'm dealing with somebody who's not from where I'm from. And they will ask you, where are you from? Me making my songs in Swahili identifies me as a Kenyan automatically, without explaining or showing my wristband. As soon as you hear me, you're gonna need to know where I'm from. Why? What language is that? Because we all speak English, or it's a club full of Spanish people, but I'm singing in Swahili and they're all dancing. Why? Wakimaliza kumtoa kuchu, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Unawambia. So it identifies me from the rest.
Understand? Now, kuna hiyo kitu ulisema, like I found interesting. I think I've had a few people say it. Right now it's cool to be African in America. What do you mean by that?
Bro,
how do you know that it's cool?
The same white kid that called me African booty scratcher in high school is singing Burna Boy or Thames Records top to bottom.
Okay.
and their mama, they're on TikTok doing dances about, it's cool to be African now. And we are really happy about it.
Yeah.
And we got the Kenyan flag out here representing a part of Africa too. You get what I'm saying? So everybody's singing the African culture now.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to indulge in the African culture. You see how everybody's trying to claim that they are from Nigeria now. They're in the ancestry tree, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And then they find out where they are really from.
Yeah.
I'm a celebrity when I find out I'm a talk as a junior Eritrea in Nigeria.
Because that has reminded me of like, I was talking to a Kenyan girl. She came to America and she was 8 years old. And I went to a predominantly white school. And she said something very interesting. That is this once they were doing, I think it was a science project or something. And someone called her a knuckle dragger. Have you ever heard that insult? You heard it? So a knuckle dragger is, have you ever seen a gorilla walking? Like the way it has the big hands.
Yeah, and it's dragging its knuckles.
It's dragging its knuckles. So that's what she was called.
Yeah.
That was back in the days, but yeah.
I mean, they were nice. They were nice.
They were creative with that shit, eh?
They were nice. You see, you see, this is the difference. You know, coming over here, the weirdest thing is, you get bullied with your own African-American people, your black people.
Yeah.
And then the white people protect you.
Oh. Okay.
Somehow. Mm. Oh, don't talk to him like that. You don't have to. You know how it is.
Yeah.
And once they will protect you. And then it reverses around.
Yeah.
And now then.
When you become American.
Yeah. Now you go back there and they tell you, we told you. You could have just became a little bit stronger. But The thing about it is, you see why I identify myself. I say, like, listen, I'm a Kenyan. You can put me any state in America, I'm still going to be a Kenyan.
Yeah.
Because when I'm going to talk, I'm going to make sure you can hear my accent. I'm not hiding it. It's not that I can't hide it. I can hide it, but I don't want to hide it because this is who I am. I want you, as soon as I speak, I want you to know I'm not like you. You know that, let me find out about this person before I attack this person. At least try to find out where I'm from. And if, you know, once you notice that there's an accent, you will be like, I want to kind of indulge in a longer conversation, but can they hear me? So you try to kind of find out where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So that way it kind of gives you a way of how you can approach, how you can talk to somebody instead of just rushing in there and calling people names and, you know, approaching them the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so kuna story ya knuckle dragger, like I've heard, they just come up with these stupid insults every day. But you here, have you ever like experienced a racism incident that just stayed with you? Because she was a kid, she was still a kid.
Bro.
Moja ile liste na wewe ile utaisahau. Kwa kuna watu pia usemaga.
Bro, tulikuwa tunatoka NC, North Carolina. We were coming up to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And
una drive.
Tuna drive. Zunajua that's like an 8-hour drive. Yeah. Sinojo ile ka jana tulikuwa tuna stop, tunasemaza tuingia hapa to get kitu ya kudish, ndo tuendele na safari, nini.
Yeah.
Sasa, unfortunately, we were not stopping for a meal, we were stopping for gas. And we were new here, in a sense of we understood driving from, you know, you crossing a couple states, it's not a joke. But tulikuwa tumelewa ni aje, hapa ni America, you know. Tunajua kuna hiyo, but tunajua maybe ni in the hood mwalisi tunaishi. You know what I'm saying? But then again, it wasn't that. We pulled up at the gas station, going there. Tunajua Virginia. Nile state. Yeah. We didn't know that at that time.
Yeah.
Walking there, we'd be like, hey sir, can we get some gas? I'm like, I'm saying a song. Tukasema ala. Mimi nikasema tutoke nje. Maybe tujaribu na kadi. Hii inasema pay inside. Si unaelewa kwanzia ukishapita New York, New Jersey, kwenda down south, unajipampia mafuta.
Yeah.
mzee akasema niaje, acha tujaribu nje. Tukafika nje tukapata niaje, nje iko imekuwa tag imesema pay inside. Unajua kuna zile zenye una pay inside unawapea the pump number na ndio wana activate kutoka ndani.
Yeah
bro, tukarudi kufika ndani kuna bro Freddy. Eh bro, tuko realize hatuwezi yakawa mafuta huko, si ni weusi bro. Eh mto
na mlikuwa na alitoka
eh
wale watu la gani
wallahi walisema tu watu serve kind yenu hapa kutoka hapa,
we don't serve your kind.
Eh buda boss
ngori
hiyo ili stick sababu if you are not situation or aware about where you are, you might involve yourself in things you wasn't even
afone za sema you are trying to.
So imagine unge kule ujesini wakisiwa nasema tuko na hasira, ule mkisi sasa uko na hasira ile wanze kumleta juu, si ungelipuliwa na wako wako mtu atazame tu kwa mtu atakuclaim. Alisema wewe ndio ulikuwa pabaya na askari mwana anakuja ni anko yake.
Gaki.
Yeah.
Alafu nini, tukimalizia, ni projects gani unawakia saizi? Because nilicheki, vile nikuwa nasema, nilisikiza like a lot of things. Yeah. What are you releasing? Because you've worked on so many things, eh?
Yeah, so...
Na hiyo Afro, which was
so,
really dope.
So unacheki, like, is a lot that is going on as of right now. You know I was working with K-Force, by the way.
Yeah.
Me and K-Force, we actually part ways. Tukasemaniaje for now. Since we have worked together for such a long time, by the way.
Yeah,
tumefanya since 2017.
Okay.
Tumekuwa tukirelease projects back to back, nini nini. And then we managed to drop the Afro hip-hop album, The Yo Sauti Ya Ground. That was kind of like solidification of like, yo, tumekuwa tukifanya kazi, let's put a project out for our fans. And then we decided like, yo, for now, moving forward, tukasema let's, you know, kuna vibes zangu pia zingine zenye na K-Force pia kuna vibes zake zingine. The good thing is we let ourselves be able to be in a position where we exercise whatever you know art we want to exercise. So as we speak right now, Skyline Entertainment utapata hapo YouTube. I'm not working by myself, I have other people that I'm working with. Something that I'm really happy to actually bring out to my fellow Kenyan fans is there's other people that I make music with from here that are not Kenyan, but they are still jumping on records that I'm singing Swahili.
Okay.
You know what you get? So I've put a project together. It's an Afro hip hop project. It's a mashup of my people from here, my artists that are working with me. My boy Young Savvy is working there. Lady G, Gandhi, she's working there too. She has a project coming out too.
Yeah.
She's the one in Songa Pole Pole and all these other songs that we did with K-Force. So that's next. There's a project actually right now that is done. Shout out my boy Chief. He helped me with my boy Festus. They helped me with creating the artwork. We put it all together. And right now we're on the final laps, victory lap, to put the project out. You know, the give the Kenyan people something they want to see, like the K4 that, you know, who's not collaborating a lot with just K4s and or just Sky or anybody else, just get to work with almost every other person who has a talent. Because more than anything, we just want people to hear this music. You know what I'm saying? You know, music is to heal your soul.
Yeah.
You know, see this track. Oh my God. So hence the Afro hip hop route is atukui watu anymore. We're grown people now. You know what I'm saying? And you know me, I only got Pops left. So I gotta make music that me and Pops can actually sit down and listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the approach, that's the new music coming out. So moving forward, mtaniona hapo, follow me at Skyline Entertainment kwa YouTube. You may get the real Mr. K. I've been dropping freestyles on Instagram and the amount of love that I'm getting is insane. Shout out to my Kenyan core base fans, like everybody leaving a comment, everybody subscribing, shout out to that. And look man, tukwapana mwafu. Kwani iko nini?
Iko nene.
Iko nini?
Eh, nataka baita inamaliza na ya drop hiyo kwani. Na kwa kitu ni iko nene.
Iko nini?
Yes. Kwa hizo kwani.
Hakuna. Hakuna. Yes.
So. So hiyo nini licheki? Yo ilikuwa freestyle gani? Sasa hizi imefikisha 200,000.
200,000. 204,000 views on Instagram. Is a freestyle called Clown. So ever since I came back, you know, I'm my own self entity now. I'm pushing myself more. I'm exercising those avenues that I wasn't able to exercise. You know, when you're working with somebody, there's also a vision. There's also a goal that you both have together. So me and Kefos had a goal. We wanted to push for it. We got the goal where we wanted to get. We said, all right, let's put it on park here. Now we have other things that we need to take care of. Just like any business.
Yeah.
You gotta on understand, individual you gotta, level. Yeah. You gotta venture into that. There's people that I wanted to collab with that, you know, he had other people he wanted to collab with. So this is the opportunity that is there for me to reach out to anybody who's willing to work, anybody that I'm willing, who's willing to work with me, I'm willing to work with them. We work together. You know, that's what music is all about. You know, like we kept on saying, it's lonely here, but it's lonely being a Kenyan artist here.
Yeah.
You understand? Like New Jersey, PA, New York, Boston, Maryland, twende all the way back at DC. Ata twende Virginia na nzi, hakuna artist in Kenya. I'm the only one moving the flag out here on the East Coast. You feel me? And you know, with pushing, with getting help with my other fellow Kenyans, there's other Kenyan artists, there's MC Ryan, there's Young Coded, Dallas, there's the other one in Kansas, there's other artists that are there that, you know, are pushing. But yo, when I'm looking at the East Coast, it's been years, like me and some of my homies who are, you know, not here with us, rest in peace, Catch That, rest in peace, DJ Device. Those are the people who really introduced me to like, you know, getting in the studio and working. Out here, me and Dona with the flag. So, like I said, Maze, it's not about what you can get from me, what I can get from you. It's not about where you can get with me or where I can get with you. Let's just take this journey together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
To push muziki. Like, more than anything, like, yo, Kenyan artist mkikuja hii side, iko nini?
Yeah, iko nini. Yes.
You feel me?
So, let's collaborate.
Yeah. Yeah, to get to working. When everybody comes here, check in with Mr. K4. New York, New Jersey. I'm all the entire tri-state. Mi niko uko. Ukitaka, I pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, alafu. I have to ask you about this too. Najua ukiwa place states.
Yeah.
Lafunski, rest in peace. K-Star, rest in peace. DJ Device. Lazima ufikirie, were they shot?
Listen.
Najua lazima
ni
ufikirie.
Yo, listen. You see where I'm at right now? 100% DJ Device, 100% K-Star. Remember, K-Star, I think I told you a story. K-Star is one of my homies who had a studio, but we wasn't getting along. But his cousin was getting along with me. He used to give me a ride to shule, to kunanda kole, kuna nipite tunera chuo. He got me to go into the studio and work with him. As soon as I recorded my first song, me and K-Star just became friends automatically off the song, and the rest of the things became history. Device was our DJ. He's the one who was running the Kenyan community here. Like, yo, right now the Kenyan community in New Jersey is hurting. Is hurting, like, when it comes to like music, like the music like scene right now. And shout out to Andrew Black, shout out to DJ Castro. There's a couple of DJs who are really holding it down, but there's that gap. Do you understand? There's that gap that these people played, they left, that musically is a void. You understand? And the saddest part about this whole thing, like, from the entire squad, I'm the only one who's still here to kind of like tell the story. You know, that's why I always give them a shout out, because if it wasn't for them, Vice passed on. He was living with me by the time he passed on. We was working on music. We was flying to Dallas. We shooting videos with Calvo Mistari. We shooting videos with VJ. You know what I'm saying? By the way, Tim Mistari, Odips, shout out. I'm saying VJ1, shout out. These are the people. First video we shot, me and that boy Kester. Ask VJ1.
Oh, okay.
VJ1 will tell you. VJ1 came there and killed everything. He stepped on it. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And that was our first official video, you know? And we was really happy about it. So when I say about these things is some things I can't speak on, you know, but they, my boy Kester, it was more health-wise, say, if I can put it that way. My boy Device was a automobile accident.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and yeah, it's been a while since the homies are gone, but you mentioned the name DJ Device right now in this city. bro.
Watu wanajua.
Bro.
Left a mark.
Bro. Like, to the point that they had a wake for him in Dallas. They had a wake for him in Kisii, Kenya. They had a wake for him in, like, these guys are lighting candles everywhere. You feel me? This is somebody who mingled with every, let it be a prominent person, let it be somebody you consider a person, let him be a hobo, it don't matter what it is. He mingled with every single one of them. And DJ Device House was like one, there's that spot that if you're in Jersey City, if you know DJ Device, you will definitely know where he lives.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So rest in peace to the guys who really pulled me on, like, for real, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I had a couple mentors here and there.
Yeah.
Shout out GB, you know what I'm saying? Gambassa is is an African friend of mine, African American friend of mine. We met here, we was working, and then we just became friends, and we became motorcycle buddies. We started riding together. And, you know, big mentor, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, you know, it gets frustrating with the music industry. You try to put a record out, it's not doing the way you expect it to, you know. And then the problem about it is, you know, we usually expect our symbol fan base, core fan base, to support us, and we forget about just trying to reach out, trying to get those other people who haven't heard our stuff to get to hear our stuff. And then, you know, and that's what I'm saying, like, if it's easier for the role models to role model the right way, like, yo, if you guys know that Mr. K4 is holding the whole East Coast, New York, New Jersey, and DC, somebody else is holding Atlanta all the way to Texas, these artists, as Kenyan artists, reach out, you know, because reach out, of course, it's going to be money-based. They're going to ask you how much for a verse, they're going to, you know, it's a business, don't get it wrong, because you're not expecting somebody like Calligraph to pull up on you and then, you know, he's a brand himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Pia Mimi, if you approach me after putting in such an amount of work here and there, you know, everybody else in the game, Angalia Senyo, and put in work, when you approach them, is money involved. Do you understand? So it is a business, but what is going to happen after that business? Are we going to stay in touch with these people?
Yeah.
Are we going to play one song and disappear? You know what I'm saying? You know, they I heard one of my homies complaining that they did a song with one of the big artists. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't even repost that song. Hey, homie alikula chumvi, man. Alisema na venye niliomoka. Nikaenda huko, nikatoboka, nikadu 1-2, 1-2. And that's the thing that is killing most of us, to be honest. Let's not lie. Like, most of the Kenyan artists are willing to push and put in the work. But, you know, Payola, same shit. And then you reach out to somebody, they're giving ridiculous amounts, man. So as long as you're from the state and you're a Kenyan artist, the price just doubles up, you know. And then it makes it harder for us to have a real connection as artists and be like, yo, me and Calligraph, like, or me and K4's Venya Tumekua, he's been mentoring me, or me and Dr. Pizzo, me and anybody in the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let it be whoever it is, they are mentoring you, they are showing you the ropes of the game, you know what I'm saying? It's called a legacy, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know why anybody raps if they of course, Durugotina Sama, years and years and years from now, nobody will even remember us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Decades from now. While we are here and we can make an impact, why can't we do it?
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's the music we live on.
Is the, yes, bro.
Because music will be here like 100 years.
Isn't me and you who was Googling the meaning of the song the other day? But it's fire. You don't even know. You were surprised once you found out the true meaning.
Shwala bam.
Yeah, Google that thing in English, you'll be like, whoa. I didn't even think it was. But then again, Burna Boy jumps on it, he slides on it, he does that. Why isn't any Kenyan artist jumping on it? Why are we not on even the list of this big name awards? Yes, the Nigerians didn't win last time, the Grammys.
But they're always there.
Yeah, but they're always there.
Even South Africans, like,
they are always there. You feel me? You get me? And then guess what? I'll go in a club. Here is a Kenyan club, bro. By the time we miss Kizangoma, Kenya, and kwando kongisho mwisho. Zinachezwa, but remember, it's a business. There's a market. We get, cause kuna wasi wanyo amekuja pa siwa Kenya, and you gotta, if you keep on playing only that, let's not. It's not Afro. It's not this. It's yes, ni gengeton. And after a while, ukichezea mlatina gengeton like katano sita hivi, ameshaingia TikTok ndani ya club.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Now you gotta mix it, play some Latina song. There's a there's a Jamaican guy, you gotta play some conscious song. There's a Kenyan guy, happen to know some Kenyan songs.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Mm.
So by the time you're playing songs for Kenyan, you find that you're playing like a good 20 to 30. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now most of them matters is a Kenyan. Like in a new kutoka uko chini.
Yeah, yeah, no,
you feel me? So
yeah, yeah, but Rubuta lazima jioni seme shukran.
Ain't nothing.
Mufana nikaona hii east side, the east side.
Yeah, man, brick city, concrete jungle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nimetembea, nimei cheki cheki. At least I can say that I've seen America. Najua.
Yeah. I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time.
2026 narudi World Cup.
Yeah, to conducts.
Yeah, yo, to check at least World Cup game moja.
Yeah.
Takuona kapi kanza tembea na mtu hii check state alafu turudi naye. Sitaki hii place ni vile umesema. You have something else to do Nairobi.
Yeah.
Just stick in stick Kenya. There, unajua, stick huko.
And I guarantee you this. Ask any Kenyan you know who lives in a state. It's only the ones who don't get along with family or have issues back home where they come from, but every single one of them wants to go back home.
Yeah.
Even the young ones that I know. And remember, I think we are the last generation of people thinking about moving back to Kenya.
Yeah.
Gen Z, wapi? Wapi?
Makuza
wangu sahi, they are working from home, wanauza vitu TikTok, and they are good.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, I'm now going for a 9 to 5. Utafanya?
Kuna badilika.
Yeah.
Kuna badilika, yeah. So, at that time, I realized, no, jai time tukiendelea na show, I realized this was actually episode 318. I got three. 17.
Bro, you've been up like for a couple of days, bro.
Nikitu vitu hapa na pale.
Yeah, sahi, manamba lazima zilose.
Yeah.
Mwaf is running on 2 hours, 3 hours of sleep, sahi.
Yeah. But nimekuwa poa, like it's been fun. Like just
it's
seeing.
It's been fun.
Ulinionyesha places. Jo, umsali nipisha katikati ya Maryland. Joko maoja. Ni miti peke yake, alafu narudi. So that was really good. It was really good. Kushezo masaiza Lincoln Memorial. Kuenda White House, kupitisha kamkono White House hivi, jioni kichukua picha ile place, na kupigwa risasi. Try kupitisha mkono kwa gate ya State House hivi, wana utachapwa risasi wa minute. Kenya sijui tukwa gani, tunakuwa gana za obvio. But Buda, shukran for the invite.
Yeah.
Kuza kila sawa jui, msende alini invite inside.
Yeah.
Yende alisimamia kila kitu, so Buda jo na shukuru.
Yeah, listen, anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime, you're welcome anytime. Listen. Kenyan artists, let's link up, let's work. You feel me?
Yeah.
Check it out. Skyline Entertainment, man. We got some good music coming up like Mwafa Lisema.
Niliplagwa sema juzi. Nikaambia juu msanii wa Mvua. He has an EP called Panda Basi.
Yeah.
I told people that I'm going to tell you about artists you've never listened to.
Yeah.
That. So saizi ni za wa plug to.
Yeah.
Kuna ngoma mbili zinakuja zile ni kali kabisa. Nilikuambia kwa jana kwa ndai.
Yeah.
Kuna sherehe.
Sijui
inaitwa sherehe.
Ni sherehe and I did it with Gendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song is really dope.
Yeah.
Kuna Ruka still unrecorded but
unrecorded with the demo.
Ooh.
The demo,
yeah. Kuna reggae kibao, kuna whatever kibao, kuna ngoma moja na bonga juya. He's like, which song is that? This is a song. Kuna bonga juya life yako, sijui Korea, poor, sijui tukua na nini. That shit is dope, but with an African beat.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Make sure me check out Skyline Ent. Kwa nini ni at Skyline ENT.
Yeah.
Itakuwa nimeitag. Nilitag pia kwa ile video ingine.
Yeah.
But yeah, itakuwa nimeitag kwa hiyo nini. Make sure you check it out. And yeah, nimeshukuru kabisa Buda.
Yeah.
Menitembeza New York. Hapo nikachocha kwa Instagram. Na just kwa the whole trip. Places zote nimeenda, nimeishia, siko na chocha Instagram. Lakini juu yako, juu ulifanya nika chocha. Yeah. Juu kama Instagram, yeah.
Mwafa alisema, itini pizza ya 99 cents.
Yeah. Yo pizza 99 cents ilikuwa kali.
Yo ilikuwa kali. Full up New York, maze, the 99 pizza in a slap.
Yeah. So kama kawaida vile Musa Maga, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia 318, tukisema Ekonene.
Ekonene.